This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, this evening for a two-day visit to the African nation. He will be holding wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi is expected to attend the community dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed Ali. This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, where he will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament tomorrow. On arrival this evening, Prime Minister Modi was given a rousing welcome in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. Hundreds of representatives of Indian diaspora, including children, women and Ethiopian people, as well as gathered to get a glimpse of the Prime Minister. Addis Ababa, the capital and the largest city of Ethiopia, was decked up with numerous hoardings and welcome posters. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and King Abdullah II of Jordan jointly addressed the Indian-Jordan Business Forum in Amman today, with both leaders outlining ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. The forum was attended by leading business dignitaries from both sides, with participation from high-level business delegations in sectors such as fertilizers and textiles, as well as new areas of cooperation including renewable energy, information technology and the health sector. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi has said that India-Jordan relations are of a different nature, where historical trust and future economic opportunities come together.
भारत और जॉर्डन के संबंध ऐसे हैं जहां ऐतिहासिक विश्वास और भविष्य के आर्थिक अवसर एक साथ मिलते हैं। कल ही मैजिस्ट्री के साथ मेरी बातचीत का सार भी यही था। ज्योग्राफी को अपॉर्चुनिटी में और अपॉर्चुनिटी को ग्रोथ में कैसे बदला जाए, इस पर हमने विस्तार से चर्चा की।
The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005, that is MG Narega. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan moved the bill to establish a modern statutory framework aligned with Viksit Bharat 2047, guaranteeing 125 days of wage employment per rural household whose adult members volunteer to do unskilled manual work.
I propose that under the Viksit Bharat Mission, Guarantee for Employment and Livelihood, VBG Ramji Bill 2025 should be re-established.
The Lok Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporation Act 1956 and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. Moving the bill in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the bill provides for better regulatory oversight, ease of compliance and uninterrupted services by insurance intermediaries. The discussion on election reforms have concluded in the Rajya Sabha today. Praful Patel of NCP said EVMs have been used in elections before and there is no proof that it can be tampered. Goa police have taken custody of the absconding accused Saurabh and Gaurav Luthra upon their arrival in Delhi. They have been deported by Thai authorities in connection with the Birch by Romeo Lane fire incident. All necessary legal formalities are being completed and further investigation is underway as per the law. In cricket, India defeated Malaysia by 315 runs in their third group stage match of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.